Now, I said it at another time that I'm sick and tired of these creationists, and it's time for them to shut up. That's not because there's not a need and room for a lot of debate and wrangling about evolution, but it needs to go on in the context or on the foundation of a well-established truth that evolution is a firmly established fact. Now, let's debate about the mechanisms of that evolution. There are times when you do have to close the debate. You can't endlessly argue about everything. There aren't endless productive forces. There aren't endless means of communication and dissemination of ideas. And you can't have everything unsettled all the time, or you can't do any good for anything. And when, through the application of a scientific method and, yes, rational thought, you can firmly establish something to be true, then you have to proceed on the basis of that being true and develop debate on that in that framework and on that foundation and in that context. There's always for ongoing debate. Eldridge and Gould brought forward the idea or systematized an explanation of punctuated equilibrium in relation to evolution. That's a debate about how does the process and what are the mechanisms through which evolution takes place. There's lots of need and room for that kind of debate. New fossils are discovered. They're always rearranging the hominid lineup, so to speak, because new fossils are always discovered. There's plenty of room for wrangling about where should this one be situated in relation to that one. In every sphere of science, there are always new discoveries that upset the apple cart, that overturn accepted ideas, even sometimes foundational ideas. But that has to be on the basis of, first of all, proceeding with a scientific method, aiming for and with a methodology that can arrive at the truth. And second of all, it has to proceed through stages or phases. You can't have everything up for grabs all the time. Those things that can be determined to be true have to be acted upon as true, as I said in another context, and then you have to have an open mind about those very things that you're firmly convinced are true and are acting upon as true, in case new evidence does arise or new argumentation marshaling the evidence that exists in a different way, which would challenge that. But that's not what creationism does, for example. It doesn't marshal scientific evidence. Its so-called evidence is pseudo-evidence or non-evidence. How would you prove, what is a proof of intelligent design? No one who advocates intelligent design can offer a proof, and more specifically, can identify anything which these advocates would accept as definitively disproving intelligent design. There is nothing you can do through the scientific method that would, in the minds of its advocates, disprove intelligent design, which tells you right away it is not a scientific theory. And things which are contrary to science don't belong in science.